This was the first time that the current chairs of Ohio's two major political parties have sat down together for a discussion for broadcast. And Ohio Democratic Party Chair Chris Redfern and Ohio Republican Party Chair Matt Borges didn't hold back when asked about next year's governor's race between Republican incumbent John Kasich and Democratic challenger Ed Fitzgerald.
If you want to compare the record of a former FBI agent who helped put a Republican governor in prison in Illinois with that of the feckless, corrupt leadership of this governor, I look forward to this campaign.
That's an absolutely out of bounds, beyond the pale statement to make. And yes, I'll compare the 165,000 new jobs added by this governor and his the last man in Congress to balance the federal budget his chops to what the Democrats want to bring back to Ohio.
Redfern says a recent report shows Ohio is 44th in the nation in new job growth this year, and that 400,000 Ohioans are out of work. But Borges says Kasich has made positive changes to Ohio's business climate, with the help of Republicans who dominate the House and Senate and who've overwhelmingly approved those overhauls.
We'll allow businesses to want to come here, allow businesses to want to invest here, and then we can get Ohioans back to work, and that's exactly what's happening.
When will that occur, actually?
Well, it has been happening.
So we're 44th in the country, and we should celebrate
again,
that.
The suggestion that
a steel worker in this state got the same amount of tax cuts as the CEO of Bob Evans is just flat-out false.
Redfern refers to a Policy Matters Ohio study showing wealthy Ohioans will get a bigger tax break from Kasich's income tax cut than lower-income Ohioans who will pay more in taxes than they did before because of the hike in the sales tax in the budget. Borges says that's not the case, and he says the fact that the budget was endorsed by social services groups such as the Ohio Association of Food Banks and the Area Agencies on Aging prove that the budget does not hurt low-income people. The Democrats have seized on Jobs Ohio as a major campaign issue and are likely to continue to focus on Kasich's job-creating entity, which is weathering accusations of ethics problems and a lack of transparency. But Borges says Jobs Ohio is the most transparent private company in the state.
And by the way, Ed Fitzgerald has said he wouldn't get rid of Jobs Ohio.
No, what he said is he would change it, make it transparent and acceptable to the people of the state of Ohio that are actually funding it.
So if he wants to change it and bring it to the way that they're doing it in Cuyahoga County, no thank you.
And while Redfern praises Kasich for proposing Medicaid expansion, he has harsh words for his positions on the Affordable Care Act and on marriage equality.
But he is a hypocrite on these issues, and that's why the people of this state will judge him accordingly.
It will be interesting to see how the parties handle Medicaid expansion, since both Kasich and Fitzgerald support it. That issue has angered Tea Party voters, and Redfern points out that some have publicly said they'll work against Kasich next year. But Borges says there are splits in the Democratic Party as well, and notes that not all high-profile Democrats have endorsed the party's ticket for 2014. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.